Welcome to Work Talk, the official podcast of the New River Mount Rogers Workforce Development Board. Get ready to discover workforce tips and takeaways from business and industry leaders in the region. And now here's your host and executive director, Marty Holliday.
Well, good morning. And we are here in Roanoke, Virginia, talking to Robert McAden, the executive director of the Roanoke Blacksburg Technology Council. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you here this morning.
Well, thank you for having me and spending some time with us today. Robert, we want to hear a little bit about the technology industry that is going on in the New River and Roanoke Valleys and really in Virginia as a whole. And our listeners would like to learn a little bit about how they can connect into those careers and those opportunities and those companies. So can you tell me a little bit about the Roanoke Blacksburg Technology Council?
Yeah, we're a member organization, and we have over 265 member companies, and we just launched this year individual memberships, so we have some individual members as well. And then we support those companies and technology in general in the region through creating networking events, through creating educational events. And we also run the regional accelerator here out of the Gill Memorial Building.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you have a lot of companies that are members of the council. Can you tell me about some of those companies?
Well, yeah, they really run the gamut from small startups to Fortune 500 companies, companies with household names like Volvo, to others. I think of company in the CRC, Cell Inc., which is creating 3D bioprinters to print human tissue and organs. And they're a Swedish-based company that has some developers here in the CRC. So really international companies and small companies. We also have affiliates such as banks, accounting firms that help our technology companies succeed.
Terrific, terrific. Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of skills, credentialing, training that the technology industry really needs people to have now?
You know, it really varies widely from company to company. And, you know, if you're a software development company, you may be looking for one type. You know, technology is in all our companies. So in the area of, say, cybersecurity, there are certain certifications that people are looking for. Networking support, you have other certifications. So really, it varies widely across our companies. And I would really look towards positions that interest you and see, you know, the job boards out there. We have a job board and there are many others in the region. They will say what kind of credentials those particular jobs. And so I always find it useful to kind of look and see, you know, what are the things I might be interested in and maybe do some mapping as to what kinds of certification are those positions looking for and work with folks such as yourself and other organizations throughout the region to see how do I get from where I am now to getting one of those certifications that these jobs are requiring.
So you mentioned that your organization has a job board.
Yes.
That people could do just some exploration as to what's out there and what companies are looking for. Can you give us the URL as to where they could go find that?
Yes, that would be www.rbtc.tech/jobs. And that will take you to our job board, and our member companies all have access to post jobs. And if you don't see something that you want, you can also just post your resume, and it will allow our member companies to search and through the resumes and find yours if you're a fit for what they're looking for.
Terrific, terrific. So you did kind of mention just searching other job boards, and I imagine probably many of our local community colleges have a variety of training programs. Has there been anything that has stood out to you that is a good starting place for people? Have you heard of any training programs, or maybe I've got a little bit of knowledge where somebody might be able to go back and get that next step possibly?
You know, I think throughout the Roanoke and New River Valleys, there's a lot of resources. Certainly, the workforce development folks are a great resource for that. Our community colleges are a great resources. You've got universities. And, you know, every day I'm finding other places to turn to. Goodwill Industries has some programs that are helpful. There's other folks. ECPI offers training and certification courses as well. So really, in this region, we're really blessed to have a number of resources for people to turn to and look. So, I would definitely turn to the workforce folks, and I would definitely turn towards the community colleges and others.
Terrific. So the IT industry, you know, we hear a lot about what's going on in Northern Virginia. You can't live in Virginia and not hear what's going on in Northern Virginia. Tell us a little, you know, what makes Southwest Virginia's IT community different and special?
Well, to me, what makes it special is just the network and the ability to really connect with people across the region. And people are so supportive. I find that when we have our networking events or others, that, you know, people come together and they really try, you know, if you're in the cybersecurity industry, people really are supportive of each other across companies. And, you know, we've created member groups around special interests like cybersecurity, around software development, around business development. And it's really that sense of community that I think is really hard to find in an area like Northern Virginia, but is so easy to find in our region.
Terrific, terrific. Well, we're excited. As you know, we're trying to do some work and support people to get into those careers and get those certifications. So I will give a shameless plug to our Pathways to the America's Dream project. So if you're out there listening and you're of interest, definitely go out to the Roanoke Blacksburg Technology Council website and check them out. But contact our office in Fairlawn. Our phone number is 540-633-6764, or you could get out on our website, which is nrmrwib.org. And get some information into how you can access assistance and funding and training programs. We think that technology is growing such a rapid rate and in all different directions. Like you said, it's in every single industry. It's not only its own industry, it supports every other industry we have in the region. We have healthcare technology. We have our businesses, as you say, Volvo uses enormous amount of technology on their lines and every other manufacturer we have in the region. And then we have all these interesting technology companies that are growing. So we are very excited as the activities that are going on, and we're hoping that we can get our region to really push forward and to get those trainings and credentials. And one last thing about those, I think a lot of people think that you have to have a four-year degree. And would you say that that was true?
No, not at all. I think, you know, especially with some of the more specialized things, they're really looking for two-year programs that really create some specific skill sets that people need to have.
Great, great. Well, we definitely have those. So, Robert, I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And I hope that we all get some movement out of this. It is a very exciting time for the region to see this kind of growth in a up-and-coming industry. So again, thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Work Talk, the official podcast of the New River Mount Rogers Workforce Development Board. If you've enjoyed the episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You can also download our app, available for free on Google Play and the Mac App Store. The New River Mount Rogers Workforce Development Board promotes and facilitates workforce initiatives that increase economic prosperity in the region. More information about the region's workforce and initiatives can be found at nrmrwib.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.